And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 25th of March, 2017. It's the birthday of the writer Gloria Steinem, born in Toledo, 1934. Gloria Steinem, who said, "Writing is the only thing that when I do it, I don't feel I should be doing something else." It's the birthday of the Hungarian composer Béla Bartók, born in Romania, 1881, who was fascinated by folk music and based a good deal of his own composition on it. He was also a passionate anti-fascist. He refused concerts in Germany after the Nazi regime came to power, and he fled Europe after the outbreak of World War II, settled in New York City. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "Writing a novel is a terrible experience during which the hair often falls out and the teeth decay. I'm always irritated by people who imply that writing fiction is an escape from reality. It is a plunge into reality, and it's very shocking to the system." The novelist, short story writer Flannery O'Connor, born in Savannah, 1925, her childhood home there in Savannah, still standing next to the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist on Lafayette Square. She went off to the Iowa Writers' Workshop, started writing what would become her novel Wise Blood, about a World War II veteran named Hazel Motes, who has a crisis of faith. She was born Mary O'Connor, but she thought it sounded like the name of a Irish washerwoman, so she took her middle name as her first name, Flannery O'Connor, when she was in Iowa. Her father had died of lupus when she was 15, and when she was quite young, she was diagnosed with lupus as well, and she came home to Milledgeville, Georgia, and the family farm, Andalusia, where she lived with her mother. She raised peacocks there who fed on the fig trees out back. And no matter how much pain she was in, Flannery O'Connor wrote for 3 hours every single morning. She wrote, "A good man is hard to find, and everything that rises must converge." And it was on this date in 1911, the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory in New York City burned down. There were 600 workers in the shop when the fire broke out in a rag bin. The factory floors were cramped and overcrowded. The fire escapes were extremely narrow. Of the two stairways that led to the street, one was locked to prevent the workers from sneaking out with stolen goods. The fire hose was rotted, and of the 600 workers in the factory, 146 died, most of them immigrant women and girls. It was the deadliest workplace disaster in New York City until 9/11. Here's a poem for today by Kendra Tanasia, Perennial. The rhododendron in Monroe, from the picture window of my childhood home, that gave us every year its first bloom on the 4th of June. Lilacs every April, a constant hedge of baby's breath. These things still happen in my absence, and at the edge of the yard, where all my efforts cease, the wild tiger lilies are opening, tangled in the forsythia, just where the woods begin. Perennial by Kendra Tanasia, from A Filament Burns in Blue Degrees, published by Lost Horse Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.